May of Rachma. Just like a father, a pitiful father, Chocham v'tzadik, who is a sage and is righteous, Hamakeh benoy, who beats his son, She'ein leben Chocham, so if the son is wise, he shouldn't lapich oidif, to turn his back, lonus, to run away, Limtzele Ezra, to find help. He's going to find the father, he's beating him, so he's running away to find help elsewhere. Oya filu melitziyosh levnov of Harachma v'tzadik, or even to find somebody to plead his case, find good before his father, who is a merciful one, who's a righteous one, who's a chosid. He's everything. He doesn't need anybody to come to have you a melech yosher. You're running away to go, oh, tell my father to stop beating me. Help me out in the face when you're in the face of a rachman tzadik chosid. What should be the right approach? Rakliyis yosher. But rather be straight to see his face face to face. Because this way, face to face means accepting it willingly and just accepting it instead of running away from it, just accepting it. To tolerate those beatings with love. For that is to his benefit for all the rest of his days will be good for him. And he says like this, so what does it mean when you turn the back of Hashem? When you accept what Hashem delivers to you, that means you're facing Hashem, you're accepting it with whatever Hashem gives it out to you. But when you don't want to accept it, when it's not your wishes, doesn't work for you, then that's turning it back to Hashem, then you're turning it to Hashem. That's what he says. V'hine l'maylo, what is the meaning of the level of a face? That is the desire and the wish, the will and the desire. Asher avinu shebashamayim mashpia lebonov kol tuv elomim. That is the will and the desire that Hashem flows to his children. All good, kol tuv elomim, all worldly good, all eternal good, v'chayi nefesh, the goof gives him the life for his soul and his body. Ba'ava v'rotzin chasheku tzveika, with a love and a desire and a want and a desire. V'chafetz, another one. Aidei Torah chayim, through the living Torah. That's how Hashem gives v'ashi ritzoni yizborich. That is Hashem's will. The Torah is Hashem's will. Asher noson lonu, that he gave us. So the Eibishter gives all the flows through Hashem's will, Hashem's wishes. That's the Torah. That's what Hashem wants. When we learn the Torah, observe the mitzvah, this is the flow, the wish of Hashem. K'meshe kosuf, ki be'er ponecho nosata lonu teiras chayim. For with the light of your face, you gave us the living Torah. Lasis bo, to do with it ritzoyne Hashem's will. And that's what we say about this is said that in the light of the face of Hashem, Hashem give, that's the Hashem's wishes is dressed up in the Torah, and that's how he gives the hashpoa to all yidden. So basically what it says is life, face, what does it mean? That's his desire. That's what Hashem wants. He gives us through the Torah. As opposed to those who worship idols, Hashem gives them the life of their body, not in a want, not with a desire, not that he wishes to do that. That's why they're called achedim. That's not the face. What means achedim comes other gods, means like the back, achurayim. So basically what he's trying to say here is, when you give, when the Eibishter gives something through Torah, that is called the face, pnei, that's a rotzen. When Hashem doesn't want to give something, that's called achurayim. So the same thing is by the person. When you wish, is kachu be'odom, harotzen v'acheshegu b'mchinas ponim. When you have a desire and you're interested, you yearn for it, you want it, that is the ponim. So when you want, that means showing Hashem the face. But if you don't accept it with love and willingly, is kilo then it's as if you turned your back to Hashem. If you don't accept it, then you're turning your back to Hashem. Then you're showing to Hashem, I don't really want what you're dishing out to me, what you're giving me. And that's turning away from Hashem. And he says, a person, a smart one, a smart son, doesn't turn his back to his father, who's a tzaddik chesed v'rachamon. And you show the Eibshter to the face. You know that you accept it. You show it b'rotzen. Okay, now so what happens? What do you do? He's talking about. He says it's not right to run away. First he talked about it's not right to go to a Rebbe asking physical matters. The second thing, it's b'chlal not right to run away from gashmistika problems. Accept instead of running away. Because if you show that you're not accepting, you're not willing it, then that's showing Hashem the back. That's not, and a smart son doesn't turn a back against the father who's trying to train him for his good, who's giving him a little patch, you know, a little smacks, so that he's going to train him, he's going to be good, so to run away from it. So, what do you do? But you don't want the, you want the Eibishter to be good. You want the Gashmis, you want the Gashmis to be good as well. But you don't want to turn it. So he says, when you subdue yourself and you accept that the Eibishter will take away the patch also, the Eibishter will be that. So what do? You have to sort of find in yourself why you deserve it. So look in your thing and look at yourself that you're not perfect and find, as the Gemara says, you should look into your own actions and you say, hey, you know what? Maybe I deserve a little bit of discomfort because of things that I may have done. So then you will come to appreciate it. Then you will come to accept it. How does the advice, how could one accept it, this discomfort, accept it with love? That's the Eibishter's advice, who put it in the mouth of our sages of blessed memory, Chachamim Zichron Livracha. That's God's advice. The Chachamim tell us what to do. That's what the advice was. The Fashbish b'maisov, that you should look into your actions. You will find such sins which require a cleansing through pain. The Yirelein, God lavosei love, and he will see vividly with your eyes when you look Hashem's great love to you. Hamikalkelas Ashura. That even ruins the line, as we said before. You see, the Eibishter treats you not in the regular way, in a way that ruins the line, the regular way. Because Hashem is love to you, you'll actually see that Hashem himself is taking care of you, that he's mindful of what you do. Hashem himself is washing you down, is cleaning you up. So you're going to say, wow, look at this. Such a low person. Hashem is taking care of me because he's trying to help me out over here. Make me into a better person. So you'll say to Abish's love, Kemoshul Melech Godel V'Noyre, like you'll see, like an example, you have a great, an awesome king, who on his own, by himself, with his own honor, by himself, will wash the dirt, the schmutz, of his only son. He's not going to send a servant to anybody else. This king himself is going to do that. Because he loves him. That means, normally, the king doesn't wash these things, but if it's the only son, the king will do it. If God will wash off the dirt, the schmutz of the daughters of Tzichut, beruach mishpatchut. So when you come to the realization that this is Hashem cleaning you, and Hashem is going out of his way, he himself is taking care of you to make sure that you will be clean, then that will cause you also to turn to Hashem. Ukamayim aponim, as the face-to-face is also tisoyder haba b'leiv kol maskil u'mevin, this will arouse the heart of the love in the heart of every one who understands, who realizes and understands, yukor, the preciousness, the glory of muhus, abas Hashem al atachtonim, to understand how precious it is, God's love to those low ones, that love of Hashem to us in this world is more precious than all of the life of the worlds. As we say, chazducha, how precious, how dear is Hashem's kindness. Ki toiv chazducha mechayim. Hashem's kindness is more precious, it's better than life. That love of Hashem to us over here is so precious, yokar, that it's better than chayim. Ki achesed shubchinas ava, for when you talk about the regular, the shura, the chesed, regular kindness, that's chayim. But when Hashem gives you punishment, that's the ki achesed shubchinas ava b'chinas chaya chayim shubchol oylamis. What the life of all the worlds, that comes from chesed, the Eibush is chesed. He gives all the worlds chesed. K'me shekosu mechalkel chayim b'chesed. So then you will be able to see that Hashem's kindness with you, realizing that Hashem's ava, that it brings down all the chesed that it gives to the world, you'll be able to appreciate that, the open chesed. So then Hashem will also give the good. He'll shine his face to him. It'll be in a revealed level of love. In other words, once you accept it, and when you realize that Hashem is good, then you'll be able to appreciate the preciousness and the goodness and the life force from Hashem in a revealed love. Originally, it was dressed up and it was hidden in an open rebuke. And these hardships will become sweetened in their root. And all the judgments will be bottled forever. Now, notwithstanding the Alter Rebbe's here complaints about people coming, but yet the Rebbe's were always there to help. And to help even in the Gashmis, in the very physical, in the very...